Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to the show. It's Boxing Day, so Christmas is over and done with yesterday, and it's Boxing Day today, so welcome to the show. And we, Matthew and I, have got the ultimate Christmas gift for you. And obviously we highly recommend you listen to the show this week, because it's getting ready for the new year, and we'll be able to help you crush 2020. It will break beyond any limiting beliefs and patterns, so that you don't have another repeat of 2019 or 2018, or maybe even earlier. And man, you don't want to get sick and tired. You get sick and tired of those repeats, the same old, same old. And you know, we all long for originality, something that will get us excited, allows the flow and brings in the joy and the true prosperity. So what we're going to be discussing today is the, you know, the 12 days of Christmas. Yes, there is the traditional 12 days of Christmas, which actually finishes on the 6th of January, when we take all our decorations down. But what do those first 12 days of the new year bring us? And how to use that knowledge and wisdom to shape the experience of 2020. So, you know, let's go for a magnificent year that surpasses anything that you've experienced before. And, you know, this is what we're here to discuss and talk about, and maybe give a little bit of advice about this evening. So I just want to welcome Matthew to the party, because I know he's here, and let's get on with it.
Yeah, so good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening from. Really looking forward to doing this show. Again, it's another process I started doing with Penny a few years ago now, and year on year just gets better and better. So I highly recommend grab yourself a pen and a pad that you can scribble down with, and join in with this process, because it's a real fantastic thing to do. And it's really nice as well for me, because certain things you don't know in life. People talk about, oh, well, it's the 12 days of Christmas, but you have no idea what it actually means. It can have one meaning in one religion, but for me, I've never been sort of religious as such, but it's knowing what it knows. I'm very much spiritual, so it's knowing what it is in spiritual terms, which I think is, it's really nice, because we hear about it having one significance for sort of a religion or whatever it is, but then there's always another significance to the 12 days. So it's really nice for me first doing it to learn that side of it. So yeah, I'm really, really charged up for this one.
That's great. And I think very much so at the very beginning, it's, you know, we are moving away from religion, we're moving away from traditional beliefs, but we're moving into what I would say is pure energetics. And you know, the energetic part of your life is so significant, and we don't really give it credence, or as much credence as it deserves. So as I was saying, you know, at the very beginning, you know, the traditional 12 days of Christmas starts, you know, obviously on Boxing Day, and goes through to the 6th of January, when we traditionally take down all of our Christmas decorations, because you know, it's thought to be bad luck to have your decorations up longer than that. I wouldn't say that luck has anything to do with it myself, but you know, it's how our mindset is. But very much what we're talking about this evening is the first 12 days of the year and what they represent. And the first 12 days of the year, you know, starting obviously on the 1st of January, is all about January and what we would like to manifest in that month. So that's the first. The second is all about February. The third is all about March. The fourth is all about April. The fifth is all about May. The sixth is all about June. The seventh is all about September. The eighth, obviously, is August. The ninth, September. The tenth, is October, the 11th is November, and the 12th is when you go back into December again for 2020. So when you're looking at planning your year, and when you're looking at projects or holidays or buying a new house or whatever it is, it's looking at it, and each of those first 12 days, it's focusing on that month and what you would like to produce in that month. For example, on the 1st of January for me, which is obviously the whole month of January, I'm due to have some heart surgery later on in January the 22nd, I think it is. So what I will be looking at on the 1st is health, fitness, great recovery, hopefully the smallest amount of chest pain you've ever had in your whole life, etc. So that will be my focus for the 1st of January. The 2nd, obviously, for me will be about recovery. So I will make sure that I get to the gym on the 2nd of January, because I'll be looking to head towards the gym in February to increase my recovery and go through that whole thing. March, which is the 3rd of January, hopefully my recovery will have sorted itself out. So we're looking to take my husband, my son and myself are looking to have at least a weekend away, which will represent a nice holiday somewhere warm to finish off my recovery. By April, I'll be getting back to work. So on the 4th of January, I will make sure that I look at some work-related products. It may be just sending some emails. It may just be, getting in touch with some of the Acorn to Oak members who I probably haven't contacted for a while. May, we're running a big training at Acorn to Oak, so I will be 16 weeks post-surgery at that stage. So I'll make sure that I do something related to that, maybe put a blog post up or whatever it is. So you can begin to see what I'm actually saying, and obviously I've used my life as an example. But again, in June, you would look at things that, you know, maybe doing something, maybe it's a holiday, maybe it's doing a project, maybe it's just seeing some old friends, whatever it is. But it's looking at that. July for me is always about retreats. So I'll make sure that on the 7th of January, I'm looking at retreat dates. In August, obviously, for me, which is the 8th of January, we're going to America for at least a 2-3 week holiday, taking in, I'm a member of the SRF, which is the Self-Realization Fellowship. So they have a big multinational an international convocation, which is a week of getting together with other devotees from all over the world in LA. So I will be going to that this year. One, it's the 100th anniversary of Paramahansa Yogananda. It's my 60th year. So we'll be going, we'll be blowing out and having a really great family holiday, as well as taking in some spiritual workshops and talks and various other bits and pieces. So that is August. So that I will be looking at that on the 8th of January. The 9th of January is all about September. And for us traditionally at Acorn to Oak, it's the new term, or should I say, usually we start off different trainings, which will take a year. So it's looking at that and looking at different things around that. October for us is when we run a big 14-day retreat, which is a fantastic Mining the Gold Within. So I'll be looking at something to do with that on the 10th of January. The 11th, again, we have another retreat, which is called Break for Freedom, which we did a show from actually when we were in last November. So it's looking at things around that. And Christmas again for me, you know, in December, it's about family. So I'll do make sure I do something that's very family orientated on the 12th of January. So it's looking at things like that. When you actually look at it and go, okay, so when do I want to take holidays? When do I want to maybe go and visit a family friend or somebody I haven't seen for a long time? You know, it's looking at where you live in the world. When is the nice weather? When is the not so nice weather? So if anybody's listening to us from Australia, of course, it's summer over there right here, right now. And it's, you know, it's looking at it and it's making a plan or a vague intent of what you want to achieve during the year, and using those first 12 days of the year in order to start scheduling some of this stuff. Because if you don't think about it at the beginning of the year, and you don't know what you would like to achieve or what you would like to experience, then you leave it in the hands of the universe, and the universe is incredibly patient and incredibly generous, but they will start giving you things that you don't necessarily want to attract. And it's looking at it and going, actually, I would like to be a little bit more in control, or should I say not necessarily in control, but at least achieve some of these experiences. Okay, so again, I've been chatting here for a long time and running through a few different things. I just want to give Matthew a chance, because I'm sure he's bobbing up and down by now, impatient to have a word. So I'll hand over to him for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear it. Even some of the stuff, it's sort of refreshing in my mind as you were talking. And I think very much on the last show, I was saying to people, sort of don't very much when you're setting New Year's resolutions, don't sort of set yourself up for a fall. So don't focus on too much. And the reason I said that is because obviously I knew the material for this show. And what I like about this, doing it in this process, is you can have your New Year's resolution and that's one thing totally separate. But this is where you can get real specific, and actually you've got the opportunity to manifest 12 things or create 12 things within just this process alone. So that's what I love, and that's why I said sort of don't put too much on your New Year's resolutions, because you can have a couple and have a focus on that, and that's great. But with this, I found that the power of having the focus on one day, having the focus on each month, I think it really helps you to, as you're doing the actual, or I found as I was doing the process, it was really helping me to focus on what I really needed that year, or a real specific qualification or achievement, and it just really gets you thinking. Because I think it's too easy to, as Penny was sort of saying, oh, well, we might do a holiday this year, but we're not sure where we're going to go and how long we're going to go for. And it's like, if you want to do a holiday, pick where you want to go and then look at what's the best time of year there. Because one of the things I did when I went to Australia, I spent 6.5 months there, and it was only in the last, I think it was month and a half, that I started to investigate swimming with whale sharks. Now, because of the way the dates that we were flying back, it's the one thing I missed when I went to Australia that I wanted to do, because I wasn't prepared enough and I hadn't looked early enough. And I was there for a long time, and this is what it is, it get real specific. So is that if there is one place that you'd like to go, I mean, for God's sake, make sure the Northern Lights are around at that time if you're going to go to Norway to see them, because the last thing you want to do is fly halfway around the world to find out, oh, this is the one week of the year that they don't actually shine, sir. And so you think, so it's getting real specific, and that's what I love about the process, is it's really bringing in, right, what's my focus for January and February? And very much for me, it's about building my private practice, and as well as doing the stuff with Acorn to Oak, it's creating that for my business as well, on a sort of a one-to-one client level. So it's certainly something I'm going to be doing myself, because it's a real powerful process. So for me, it'll be very much around personal evolution, getting out there on my own and doing it, learning how to do it in my way. So we're going into a break, and we shall continue after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Hi, so we're back, and we're back talking about the first 12 days of the year. So, and not the 12 days of Christmas, the first 12 days of 2020 and how to use that energetically for your own benefit, and how you can use those days to actually pinpoint and think about what it is that you would like to achieve during that month period. And I was talking a little bit earlier on about, you know, I'm going for heart surgery at, in January. And it's looking at, you know, most people would be quite overwhelmed with the thought of needing to have their chest cracked open and somebody fiddling around with their heart. And don't get me wrong, so am I. I'm not any big hero here. And I think it's, you know, the thought of that, and I spent 20 odd years as a cardiothoracic intensive care sister, so I know exactly what I'm getting into. I know all the pros and cons. I know exactly what they're going to do. I know the drugs that they will be giving me. I know everything about it, which may be a good thing. But it may also be, you know, a slightly worrying thing, because I know exactly what's going to happen. And in that process, you know, for me, on the 1st of January, I have already got a list of jobs that I will be doing. And one of them is getting a living will in place. And it sounds a little bit morbid, but actually, you know, the last thing you want is to go into surgery and then there is a complication and you haven't got anything written down. So, you know, for me, on the 1st of January, it will be living will, it will be power of attorney, it will be looking at post-operative support that I will probably need. It's looking at, you know, how long is it going to take for me to get behind the wheel of a car again. You know, all this type of stuff will be looked at and taken care of on the 1st of January, so that I can be prepared. And I know you guys have heard me say that, you know, I'm a real advocate of the six P's, which of course is planning and preparation, prevent piss poor performance. And it's really important to have all of those things put into place. The 2nd of January for me is all about making sure that my family needs are taken care of in February, because I will only be probably just out of hospital at that stage. And it's making sure that all of their needs are taken care of. And it's, you know, for me, it will be about making sure I've left some videos for my son of me talking to him, and you know, making sure I've written a letter to my husband that my students and everybody else are going to be helped and supported through my recovery time. And that very much Matthew knows that is up to that, he'll be stepping up to that role. But it's just looking at it and knowing that sometimes during the year you have some big things that are going to be happening. Maybe one of your family members is getting married, or maybe it's traveling to see somebody that you haven't seen for a long time, and it's getting it in to your schedule so that you can plan and prepare for it, that you do have the money for the flight tickets, or, you know, if you're traveling by car, you know, you can take a day or maybe 2 days if you're driving across the States. You know, we don't have such long journeys in the UK. But it's making sure, obviously, we travel more to Europe. So it's making sure that, you know, maybe your passport is sorted out if you're doing international travel, which, again, my husband managed to get his sorted out within 3 weeks, but that doesn't often happen. But it's all getting all the documentation that you need sorted out and doing it in a way of, when are you going to need it? When is your car going to need to go into the shop? When is this happening? When is that happening? So it happens seamlessly without you getting stressed and worried and getting yourself stuck into hurry worry, because these are some of the same old patterns. And as I said, we're tired of repeating what we did last year or the year before or the year before that. We want to be clear enough so that we can make this an exciting 2020, an exciting year full of possibilities that brings you joy and true prosperity. And, you know, this is what this whole system is about. It's about, you know, not sweating the small stuff. It really is. It's not sweating the small stuff. Get the small stuff sorted out. You know, get things in your diary. Get prepared. And then you can actually be open to the opportunities that just fall in your lap. Okay, so just again, allowing Matthew to have his two pennies worth on this one too.
Yeah, great. So very much with mine, when you whatever it is you're looking to create, mine's very much business orientated, with my clinic and that sort of thing. So what I'm looking at in January is very much to be, I've got a project starting with some squaddies in mid-January. And the same with a couple of fire service in February. But very much what it is for me is the stage I'm at in business is very much just about getting out and meeting people. I found it the most effective way of really connecting with people that are able to bring something to your business. And obviously knowing around the laws of attraction and that sort of thing, it is about getting out and meeting the right people. I've found the most effective way for me right here, right now. So I would say, just to break it or to expand it a little bit, January, February, March, for me is very much, it's all about networking, getting projects started for future articles, getting out and doing some talks, perhaps a show or two. And although I've obviously got a lot of stuff going on with the Acorns Oak, we've obviously got the fast track and that sort of thing. The first part of my year, if I was going to split it into three, is very much the networking. It's putting in the groundwork. It's taking the action. It's not just sort of, a lot of people that I know that set up businesses sort of do a lot of stuff online, and until you're established, that doesn't necessarily work. And a lot of people spend a lot of time doing stuff online and don't get something that I did myself. And it can be quite disheartening when you're putting stuff out there and you don't get sort of a good response. It can be disheartening. So for me, it was finding what works for me and just chasing that. Then you've had a busy year's plus, that's where you really have the credibility, and it's like you can really expand online. For me, I'm building that at the moment, which part of the radio station is doing that as well. But very much the first half of the year is all about putting in the groundwork and putting in the effort to create the middle part of the year that I've visioned, and that is very much, I know we've got a lot of courses coming up, there's been a lot of work with the fast track. I've got 5 weeks of holiday which I need to fit in next year, and again it's working out. So well, I've got 3 weeks in Jamaica because I've got some friends getting, where we are in the UK, it's something, when we went last time, a lot of the Americans were sort of, it's a 4-hour flight for you guys, like Jamaica's in your backyard almost. And of course for us it's like 9-10 hours, very much the same as this. And we're used to having to travel that kind of distance to get that kind of weather, Caribbean weather. And it's the Americans sort of say, oh, how long are you here for? And we say, oh, we're here for 3 weeks. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're here for 3 weeks. We're only here for a week. And it's like, mate, when you fly this far on a plane, you don't fly back a week later. So instead of it, but it's working out how to fit everything in around that So it is real easy. So the money's already, it's all paid for 4 months in advance. You've then got a couple of months to save up your spending money, so there's no issues there. Then you've also got another 2 months to just make sure, with me being self-employed, it's obviously nobody's going to pay me while I'm on holiday, unfortunately. However, if someone would like to, that's perfectly all right with me. But it is that preparing for when you get home as well. Because fortunately for me, I'm a single guy, but if I had a family, it would be making sure that we had everything we needed when we got back and the following month. So you never do it, overspending or overstretching, and then having this is very much what this process is about. It's about creating the life that you dream of, and that is a life with less drama, and a life with less stress, and a life with a little bit more organisation, where things do just flow and things do feel and seem real easy. And I'm talking about my past life, because my life used to be a whole load of drama, a load of chaos, a load of stress and financial worry, and it wasn't worth the stress. And when doing the work with Penny and the work with Breath for Life breathwork has helped me realise that it's just a way of thinking and a way of being, and you can change that. And then the more I change, the more I realise most people are going through what I used to go through. And it's the constant worry of not having enough and this, that and the other. And for me, it was very much about put it in the groundwork, okay. Do the planning, do the preparation.
Hey, Matthew, I just need to say you're breaking up a little bit.
Don't fail to prepare. Prepare to fail.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's so true. Yeah, I was just saying to you, you were breaking up a little bit, but hopefully you may need to move around the room a bit just to get a better connection. So, yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, this is the thing, is that we have lived, you know, I have lived my life where it's been stress, high drama, and, you know, hurry, worry, and not being prepared or getting taken by surprise by things, instead of realizing that, you know, when you actually do this work and you can be in the center of self, you can be in your authentic self. You know, when winds of change come in, you can stay upright and you can bend with the wind and not get blown over by it. And I think this is very much, you know, this process of the first 12 days of the year, and actually doing, you know, it doesn't have to be micromanaged here. What we're talking about is having intentions of where you're going to maybe do some big traveling, maybe going on holiday, or maybe working with new projects. And as you were talking about, you know, the first 3 months of your year is going to be very much about networking, looking at some of the projects that you're working on, you know, looking at new projects. But by the way, for the Americans, a squaddy is a soldier.
Right.
So what Matthew's talking about is working with some soldiers and with the fire department, using Breath for Life breathwork, and using the tools that he now teaches as an expert in his field, about helping them with post-traumatic stress disorder, looking at emotional intelligence, and all of these things that he has a whole plethora of tools to take and be helpful in. And it's very much, you know, again, very interesting, you know, when you first, you know, 2 years ago when you first started doing your practitioner course, and also this year doing your facilitators course, you know, very much I am an advocate if you don't build a business online. Build a business offline. What I'm saying to you is, don't turn around and suddenly think you're going to get a whole plethora of people wanting your services from Facebook, because it ain't going to happen. You know, I've been in business now for 30 years and I'm in a totally different position. So I do use Facebook ads and I do blog and I do podcasts and I do all sorts of different stuff, which helps me deal with my tribe, and it also helps me bring in new people to my tribe. But you don't do that when you first start in business. You talk to people, and Matthew has been stunningly effective at this, because he's a chatter like I'm a chatter, and he just naturally talks about what makes him passionate. And this is how he landed that amazing article in What Doctors Don't Tell You, is about talking to people and being there and connecting and forming a bond. And that is how he is building such a successful practice and such a successful business. And it is purely because of that. And, you know, understanding that, you know, it's one to one at the beginning, and you talk to people one on one, and you create your business one to one. And then as your one-to-one clients grow in number, then you start doing groups. And it's about then group work. And then after that, it's about gaining more online presence, but not at the beginning. So this is really important stuff for anybody who's looking at building a business of some sort. And if you have been building a business and you suddenly think, how do I attract more clients? Why are there not enough people at my seminars, my talks, my this, my that, my other? It's because you need to go back to basics. And the basics is going to networking. I know they can be a pain, and it's sometimes it can be soul destroying of you know, whatever it is. But you just have to work it. You have to work it, and you have to learn how to talk to people and inspire people so that they go, I don't know what they've got, but I want some of that. And as soon as you get people saying that to themselves about you, that's when things start to shift really well. We'll see you after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from new thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, Why not make a date to come play with me in the Field of Possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we're back, and again, happy Boxing Day. So it's a case of really looking at those first 12 days of the year. And when I look at doing, you know, I get myself either an A4 sheet of paper or even a bigger piece of paper, and I put down 12 columns of, you know, 1 to 12, the first 12 days of the new year, and very much write down in each column, you know, for January, for February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. And I actually write down what I want to achieve right here, right now, in those months. I.e. for me, you know, I break up from work around about the 10th of December because I want it to be family time. And, you know, my son is going to be a year older next year, so he's going to, you know, Santa letters and this, that and the other, so I'd write that down. As I said, the retreats will go in, that we're going on holiday in August for 3 weeks, and which 3 weeks that is. And, you know, anything else, you know, I would put down. Obviously, me going back to work after recovering for 16 weeks is in May. And we start up with the Fast Track Foundation course, which is going to be a big training. So, etc., etc., etc. And what I need to do, or what help I need in order to help me achieve those things. So it's really important to put all of those down in your 12 columns so that you can look, you can basically just look at it and go, there's the overall for the year. Is there anything else specific that I'd like to jot down? Oh yeah, my cousin Joan is getting married in June or June, and I need to take the weekend off for that. And what do I need to do in order to do that without stress? You know, for me, obviously, it's looking at making sure that I've got childcare in place for a certain amount of days per week. Obviously, when I'm recovering, you know, one of the big things about having a 2.5-year-old is they don't, you know, they wriggle, and, you know, you have to lift them and you have to do all sorts of different stuff. I won't be doing any of that because I would have had my chest cracked open, and therefore I will have, you know, obviously a sternotomy, which is right the way down the sternum, and that is going to be cracked open when I have major heart surgery. So the biggest recovery for me is to make sure that I don't lift and I don't have a wriggling 2.5-year-old giving me a swift kick, because, you know, basically, you know, he may or may not. So I need to have that all in place. And if you do this process, you will have all of that in place. And therefore, you won't be caught short. And therefore, obviously, my recovery will be very quick. And I have every intention of it being no trauma. So it's really important to have all of those things down in your year plan so that it runs really slickly. And if it runs really slickly, what that allows you to do is to look and pursue your own personal goals with ease. So if in that part you want to go to the gym, or you want to get fitter, or you want to learn dancing, or you want to take up a new hobby, maybe it's art, or I don't know, knitting, or whatever it is, you can put in time for yourself. And you can say, right, every Wednesday evening I'm going to do a couple of hours me time doing whatever it is that I want to learn or experience this year. Obviously, for Matthew and myself, you know, one of the commitments we made last year, starting in March, was that we would be doing a weekly radio show. And it was, you know, having the discussion between myself and Matthew to make sure that we were okay with that, and putting it in to our weekly schedule. Because otherwise, you know, you forget in the last minute. You know, I have two or three alarms that go off, which remind me from about 6:30 if it's an early show, or if we're doing the show at our normal slot. It's 9:00 in the evening for us in the UK. So at come 8:00, the alarms start going off. So I know that I've got a certain amount of time. And the first alarm is very much about, have you eaten something? You know, make sure you've had something to eat before the show, etc., etc., etc. And then the second alarm is, you know, usually you've got 15 minutes, so make sure that your son is down and he's asleep, and all of these things. And it's really important, because otherwise your life goes into hurry, worry and stress, and you're just not present to what your authentic needs are. So again, handing back to Matthew. How are you doing, hon?
Yeah, I think it what's on a couple of shows, it's happened to me where you do, we do, generally we work a week or two in front of the radio. So I'll be doing all my prep for this show last week. So you do all the prep and you think you've got it all in hand, and you do the 5 P's, and then I'll get a text message from Penny. You know, we're on the radio tonight, and it will just be where my mind has wandered that afternoon, and somehow I think it's Wednesday. And I mean, there was one where I was literally just about to jump into a hot bath, and I thought, it's Thursday night, I've got the radio show. And so it is really funny how these things catch you out. But actually, when you're prepared, it doesn't matter. The things still flow, and it's about very much having fun with it as well. Like, I mean, you can't write it, some of the things that have happened. But when you're prepared and you're ready for it, it's like, actually, you just give it up to the universe, and it always works. So what I wanted to just get the listeners to look into quickly are, What are some of the things that you said to yourself last year that you'd never want to do again? So, and this could be some of the real small stuff, like mowing the grass or leaf collecting. It's one of the jobs I used to get given on a Sunday, because we had to rake the leaves in the garden. But it's some of the little jobs that you don't enjoy doing. Because something really interesting process is, look at how much time you spend doing things that you don't actually enjoy doing, and then very much look at, if you look at the financial side of things. So if I was looking at it, if you're looking at what your hourly rate is, so what do you get paid, and within your budget, do you have enough to pay someone to do some of the things that you don't enjoy doing, so that you can spend more time with your family or friends, or doing the things that you enjoy. Because very much it's like, we have a gardener, we have a cleaner, because that's 8 hours a month that it saves me. I don't have to do it. I mean, of course, yes, there's always a bit of cleaning and tidying and this daily stuff to do, but it's spending the time doing something you enjoy rather than doing some of the things that you don't enjoy. So it's looking into some of the things that you said last year, like, oh, I really don't, or I'd love it when I don't have to do this, or whatever it is. So it's looking at some of the small stuff. And also, like, yeah, on the other side of things, I know Penny mentioned it earlier, like your bucket list. What's your bucket list? If you have your perfect business, if you have your perfect family unit, if life is running pretty good, but it's some of the little stuff, well, get out your bucket list and choose 12 of the things or 6 of the things, and every other month you're doing one thing from your bucket list. And if you don't have a bucket list, why not make one? Going into this new year, choose somewhere you'd like to go. And we all know that the big holidays to abroad can be very nice because it's a strange place and you all this fantasy of what it's going to be like, but you can find that magic in your own back garden too. So it could be visiting somewhere local. I mean, it's really interesting when I went travelling to Australia. A lot of the Australians, they said that they would love to go and see the UK, and very much it's, we have this fancy about travelling to the other side of the world and how it's amazing it's going to be. But when I told, when I was speaking to Australians and telling them where I had been in Australia, they said, you'd seen more of the country than I have. But it was more often than not the other way around as well, because we did a lot of travelling as kids, very much local within the UK. But it's remembering it a lot of time. It's different when you're an adult, you can find lots of places and do lots of things. So start creating that bucket list and use this year to really kickstart it. Because it could just be that last year you found yourself saying, oh, well, yeah, I wish I'd done more of the things that I thought I was going to do. And it's like, well, you're the only one that can change it. So make a plan and do it. I think I've shared on the radio before that very much the training I've done to be a breathwork practitioner and group facilitator. When I was at school, it was always, I did mess around. I was a naughty kid. I was a bit of a class clown. I'm certainly not going to admit that. So I didn't do myself any favours. But all my reports were, Matthew's a really intelligent kid, if only he put it to good use. And it's so true. So I was always the kid where my dog had eaten my homework, or I hadn't tried hard enough, or I didn't sort of quite get the grades that I could have done, which wasn't a good thing. But considering some of the stuff that I went through, I look at the behaviour and it's completely understandable to me. And so when I did my one-to-one course, flew through it, found it real easy, buttoned down, did the work, put the effort in. My dog didn't eat any of my homework, and it was such a different experience from what I was used to. Been very successful with physical activity, with sports and competitions and that side of things, but never really on the sort of academia side of things. So very much same experience this year with a group facilitation course. I put in the work, knuckled down, and got the results. And it's something that was so alien from my early life, where I was always used to being the kid that was always last in class, and because of my behaviour, not academia. But it is that the smallest changes can bring the biggest changes in your life. Just making that decision that, actually, no, I'm not going to keep telling myself that I'm going to do it. I'm actually going to take action and get the ball rolling, as we would say, because it's in that first action. It's that first step. And once you find that, once you take that first step, you find yourself running, and all of a sudden everything's happening and it's all going great. So whatever position you're in, whatever it is, whether it's sort of the personal evolution side you're trying to manifest, or the business you're trying to create, or the family, or whatever it is, you can use this process and use what we're talking about and bring it in to create anything. Really, the smallest changes can bring the biggest differences.
It's massive, and it's, you know, one of the ways, you know, we are built and like to progress. You know, the last thing that brings us any happiness is when we feel stagnated or we feel we're blocked. And, you know, we are our own biggest enemies when it comes to this sometimes, because all it needs is, and, you know, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about commitment and the power of consistency, the power of moving forward. You know, it is really, really important. All of us like to be in motion. All of us like to be experiencing new things. But unless we actually decide that this is what we would like and what our preferences are, just even writing down what our preferences are. Do you like tea or coffee? Which do you prefer? It's really important stuff. And I really would like to wish you all a really happy new year and endorse that you look at what you want to produce. And I'm wishing you every blessing and every happiness, both from myself, and I'm sure Matthew will like to add his too.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's make it one to remember. Let's create your dreams. So good luck and take care.